About this occasion of 10th of Muharram, based on various hadiths related by Hazrat Ibn Abbas, and one by Hazrat Abu Huraira, relates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that this fast which we have done today is the most important day of fast after the Ramadan. And the prayer inshallah which we are going to do in a few minutes is the one which is liked by Allah Ta'ala after our first prayers which we do daily. But in a rather an extensive hadith related by Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu an, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this fast which we have done and the prayer which we will do, Allah Ta'ala will reward us as if we have passed 60 years fasting and praying. And He will reward us, He says, with the reward which He has given to 1,000 martyrs. And it is said that if we showed compassion and satisfied, no matter how little, the need of an orphan or a poor child, even just caressing the hair of that child will increase our chances of entering the paradise, the number of hair on the head of the child. So when I said to you there a few minutes ago when we broke the fast, I said that I felt today like a hypocrite, but a big hypocrite, that I was showing off, but I was showing off to Allah Ta'ala. Here is this 90-year-old guy who felt achy and sickly now for 12 hours to show off to Allah Ta'ala how I am ready to do that, because He wants me to do that. So we were a bunch of show-off. But it's a good thing to be a show-off to Allah Ta'ala instead of to people. Many years ago, me and Yulari here, it was customary to go to Effendi's bookshop on Thursdays, on Zikr night, and it was 10th of Muharram, and how many years ago? A million years ago.
Well, it must have been 74. Huh?
Well, 74 is a long time ago. Okay. 74. So we went to Effendi's bookshop and we sat there, and the 10th of Muharram, and Effendi was very happy, and so he was ordering tea for everybody. And so when he asked us, we sort of, again, hypocrites that we are, showing off to Allah Ta'ala and to our Shaykh, who is not fasting. really bad Adab, you know. And we said, well, it was about afternoon prayer time, and we told him that we were fasting. I mean, he didn't make much of it, but he, I think, was quite furious. And he said one thing. He said that he would have made us break our fast if it wasn't so late. That if it was earlier, about if it was before noon prayer, he would have made us break our fast. The Shi'is. Today they are having huge processions, men with their torsos uncovered, with chains in their hand, are beating their backs, even sometimes with swords, and bleeding themselves, and all sorts of other tortures which they do to themselves. And one day a Shi saw a Sunni who wasn't beating himself and who wasn't doing anything on the 10th of Muharram. And he said, well, don't you know what day it is? And the Sunni said, yeah, I know, it's the 10th of Muharram. And do you know what the 10th of Muharram is? He said, yeah, I know what the 10th of Muharram is. It's the martyrdom of Hazrat Hussein radiallahu anhu. And well, aren't you doing anything? He said, why? Have you heard it today? The Sunni said to the Shi'i. He said that we suffer for it every day of the year. But today was a strange day, because at noon prayer, Chetin chanted an ezan which I have never heard of before. You know, an original ezan, which of course wasn't very good at all. You know, instead of the usual ezan, which was quite good, what he did. Then the imam somehow forgot all about maqam and this and that, and he goes, and then of course my khutbah was rather terrible. Yeah. And the whole day I sat in my chair feeling sickly, and I should call it meditated, but who am I to meditate? I was thinking precisely, what's happening? What am I doing? And not only what am I doing, what am I making my children, whom I love very much, do? You know, and sort of, I came to the conclusion which I just made you hear. I felt that I was showing off, but there was nobody around to show off to. So I was showing off to Allah Ta'ala. I don't know how you felt. Ah, bir şöyle soğuk bir su, yarım bardak. One thing which always touched me of Efendi's talks on the occasion of this night, I think it's in the Irshad. And I think, strangely, it's in Arabic. He writes that at one time during the day of Yawm al-Din, the criers would shout, "Lower your heads." The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazreti Fatima, would be passing. And everybody will lower their heads. And Hazrat Fatima, with one hand holding the bloody shirt of Hazrat Hussein, and in the other the cup which contained the poison which killed Hazrat Hassan, will pass and ask Allah Ta'ala to pass judgment on the murderers of her sons. And at that moment, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Ya Fatima, whose flesh is from my own flesh, today is not a day of revenge. Today is a day of intercession, that we have been sent as Rahmatan Lil Alameen, that we pardon the ones who tyrannize us, we feed the ones who keep us hungry and thirsty, and we do not abandon those who left us," he would say. I think that's something to celebrate. That is something to remember. That is something to hope that amongst our brothers and sisters, 1.5 billion, that there are still some Muslims who follow these three precepts of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Salaamu alaykum. Salaamu alaykum, you big hypocrites. I wonder whether it's acceptable to show off to Allah Ta'ala. I suppose it is.
Huh? Who else to show off to?
Yeah. I mean, hypocrisy is to show off to people, but to show off to Allah Ta'ala, I think, is not too bad. The lesson of 10th of Muharram. I don't think no other sheikh would admit this, but that just proves that I am not a sheikh. Well, hypocrisy or not, we did it, alhamdulillah. I saw poor Nuruddin. He was in terrible shape at noon. I saw Yurdar. He was in terrible shape at noon. I didn't see you, but you were working, I suppose. Yeah.
Terrible.
How were you, Yusuf?
Alhamdulillah. I worked in midday, and I realized I couldn't think.
Well, there you go, yeah.
I was just sleeping.
Well, you always did that. I think you are very good. And you had your theory that you had come out with a hadith which I think does exist.
That
the sleep of the believer is an ibadat.
Yeah. He said sleep in Ramadan.
Yeah.
It's like ibadat.
It's
as long as you wake up
to make it. Even when you were healthy during Ramadan, that's what you did.
Well, the thing is, then I was smoking. Mm. When I was smoking, fasting was just
weird. Actually, it's a very good idea. It's a very good idea, because if you didn't sleep, who knows what you would have done. You know? Knowing you.
I never do anything to it.
At least you were harmless when you were sleeping.
You don't talk in your sleep.
Yeah. Now, isn't there anybody who received sort of revelations and stuff like that now? Mm. Who's going to come out with and make me happy that somebody did something? Nobody?
Well, Baba, I went to Costco with a shopping list and got everything on it.
Oh!
I got some other things, but I didn't forget anything. So that's very good for me.
That's a success.
Yes.
Well, we ate well.
Dangerous.
The food was again excellent, as usual. It's a Rahi food. Everything was good. So, who's cooking tomorrow?
Who is?
Almond.
Bosnian.
Okay. Then we will have dolmite. But there is some food left, I think, isn't there?
Yes.
A lot?
Some, enough for Monday.
On Monday? Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Well, maybe we should fast Monday too, while we are about it.
Short days, it doesn't even scare anybody anymore. After summer.
Well, I owe 3 days, I was waiting for December. I break it fast at 4:30.
Yatsı kaçta oldu?
Yes baba, şimdi oldu.
Geldi, güzel. Hadi namazımızı da kılalım. Son sünnetle vitir arasında kılarız. So we will do those 4 rekats between the last sunnah and the vitir.
Is anybody going to lead it, or we all do ourselves?
No, we'll do it ourselves. Yeah. So Fatiha 51. İhlas, etiketin. And at the end, each of us, we are supposed to recite 70 salavat also. It will take some time. Thank you.
supposed to fast tomorrow. Not only, you know, someone was telling me that fasting only on Fridays is not good. Like you have to fast 3 days or the day before or day after. Is there any penalty on that?
Tavsiye edilen, yalnız tavsiye edilen, duyduğum kadarıyla yalnız cuma günü oruç tutmak değil, cuma ve cumartesi beraber oruç tutmak, yalnız cuma oruç tutmak tavsiye edilmiyor. Doğru, böyle bir şey var mı diyor.
Duymadım. The tradition goes that the 10th of Muharram, Resulullah sallallahu aleyhi ve sellem saw all the populations of the Jews fasting tomorrow. And he asked them, you know, what is the occasion that you are fasting? And they said that we are celebrating the victory of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam and the Jews over the armies of the Pharaoh when Allah Ta'ala drowned them in the Red Sea. And he said, well, that day is we have got more right than you do to fast. But to separate us from the Jews, he decided that we fast today instead of tomorrow. And then there is another long hadith that why? Because you see, so of course Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh, you know, when he heard that we are going to receive 60 years of reward or 60 years of prayer and fasting and the reward for 1,000 martyrs, and Hazrat Umar said, but why Rasulullah? I mean, what is the superiority of this day on any other day? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that Allah Ta'ala has created the arsh and the kursi and the levh-i mahfuz and the kalam and the nur-u muhammadi and Jibril alayhi salam and all the other angels, and he has created all the galaxies and the world on that day. The first rain fell on the 10th of Muharram on the world, and that Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam was born on that day, and he saved Hazrat Ismail alayhi salam on that day from being sacrificed, and on that day he saved Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam from the fire of Namrud, and all the other prophets, he forgave Hazrat Idris and took him to the world, and he made Moses drown the armies of the Pharaoh. And he took Hazrat Isa alayhi salam up to heaven, to the second heaven, etc. And the Qiyamah, the end of the world, is also going to happen the 10th of Muharram. And obviously, it's a very important date, you know, in the creation of the universe. So asking questions like, you know, I dare to ask the questions, you know, myself today, at least not doubting what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, but what was I doing, you know, in this condition, this situation? I mean, if Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu can do it, I mustn't be doing something very bad by questioning certain things. And we obeyed. I didn't resent it. Some of you may have resented me, but I'm sure that you didn't resent Allah or Rasulullah. You can resent me as much as you want to. Okay, let's get up and I just remembered that in one of the umrahs of the Hajjis, that what prayer were we doing? Again, it was one of those days. And then I think we were doing 100 rakats or some such thing. And almost the Kaaba was empty and we were still praying. And the Saudis were totally incensed. They were saying, haram! And we were just praying. And it was haram. Does anyone remember that Hajj or Umrah?
It was Umrah.
It was Umrah. You remember how they were angry at us?
Not happy.